ReachYourPotential.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Each and every show, right from the get-go, we go inside the Beltway for the scoop on what's happening in Washington, D.C. with Talk Radio News. Always happy to chat with Victoria Jones. Victoria, happy end of the weekend to you. How are you?
And to you, and happy spring, and happy no
snow. Oh, anything, no more snow.
No more snow. That's how it feels to me.
Exactly. Well, the big news over the weekend, Libya, Tomahawk missiles, what happened? I have to say, I had some pretty decent sources, and I really didn't see this coming. Did you?
Well, you know, they said, we're going to do it. If you don't stop, we're going to do it. He said, I'm not going to negotiate. And, you know, I was in the East Room on Friday when he said it. He said, let me repeat, we're not going to negotiate. And Gaddafi sort of said, up yours, I'm still going to do it. And so they said, we're not playing games, and they went after him.
No kidding, in a very big way. Like I said, the 112 Tomahawk missiles, and now we'll see what happens in the aftermath. But it's not looking good for Gaddafi anyway, as he tries to stretch this thing out. What's the congressional reaction?
Well, the congressional reaction has really been quite mixed. I mean, you've got Speaker Boehner saying today that Obama needs to define the mission. And I think Obama's quite deliberately not defining the mission, actually, but he's saying he needs to define it. On the other hand, he's also saying that the U.S. has a moral obligation to stand with those who seek freedom from oppression and self-government for their people. McCain is saying that Obama should have acted faster. And Richard Lugar, Senator, is really been quite critical. He's the ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he's saying we'd better get this straight from the beginning. There's going to be a situation where war lingers on, country after country, situation after situation, all of them on a humane basis saving people. Because he's basically saying, look, you know, you could do this anywhere, and he doesn't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really very interesting. And there is massive rebellion from liberal Democrats. On Saturday, there was a big phone call with a hardcore group of liberal House Democrats, Gerald Nadler, Donna Edwards, Mike Capuano, Dennis Kucinich, who's talking about impeachment, Maxine Waters, Rob Andrews, Celia Jackson Lee, Barbara Lee, Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, and others, and they are absolutely livid. I mean, one Democratic lawmaker said they consulted the Arab League, they consulted the UN, they did not consult the U.S. Congress.
Wow, so serious blowback for the Prezo on this one.
Yes, and of course they're getting blowback as well now from the Arab League, who are saying, well, we wanted a no-fly zone, but we didn't want this. And it's almost we wanted to protect the civilians, but we don't want anybody to be hurt. And it's almost as though, what did you think a no-fly, I'm editorializing now, but mm-hmm. What did you think a no-fly zone was exactly?
Yeah, we're going to shoot some things if there's a no-fly zone. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, wow. And I'm sure this is going to be a lot of the conversation this week that we're going to be getting out of D.C. for sure. I'm positive of that. I'm going to switch gears and talk about Japan for a second. What's the latest on Japan? What are they saying about that nuclear complex?
Well, they've made a little bit of progress in stabilizing some of the nuclear reactors. But then there's new signs of radioactive contamination in agricultural produce and livestock. So numbers 5 and number 6, they're making some progress on. Number 3 is proving worrisome. So there's, you know, like 2 steps forward, 1 step back, that kind of thing. But they are worried. One piece of news today was that the government's chief cabinet secretary said for the first time that the nuclear complex will be closed once the crisis is over. And so that is interesting.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I mean, it's almost now what we're expecting after what we've seen, I think, heading into the weekend and the breakdown of the owner of the nuclear power plant. And now the comparisons, obviously, that it's a 3 Mile Island and what happens with concrete and all that other sort of stuff. What are they going to do here? It's a very sad, sad situation, to say the least.
Oh, it's dreadful.
It is. It is absolutely awful. It's terrible to see. And still, as you know, casualties coming in. There are over 8,000 now, and who knows how many people they haven't found. There's no exact count at this point.
No, I mean, they're saying they think it could be up to 20,000.
Ooh, boy. Awful. All right, how about the situation in Yemen? What's going on there?
Well, the situation in Yemen is really very, very serious because the U.S.-backed president suffered a devastating political blow when his own powerful tribe demanded his resignation. So when they call for your resignation, you're done. Religious leaders, young people, and the traditional opposition have all called for an end to his 3 decades in power. He's fired his entire cabinet, but one government official said it was a planned mass resignation anyway, but he's fired his entire cabinet. But you've had an awful lot of cabinet officials resigning just because they, you know, they're just saying it's appalling because they've been shooting civilians. I mean, they shot more than 40 people over on Friday, including children shot in the head and neck.
Terrible.
So, but the U.S. has been condemning the violence against the protesters, but is taking a much more wait and see stance against Yemen.
Yeah, and isn't this a week off for Congress? Am I right?
Yes, Congress is off for the entire week, as this is the first week of the new continuing resolution of a 3-week continuing resolution, and this is the one where they really got to get it right and actually solve the budget crisis for the rest of the year, because nobody really seems to think that they're going to get another short-term one, because you've got social conservatives saying we're not going to do it, particularly if the funding for Planned Parenthood is in there, and you've got Democrats saying we're not going to do this 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and Majority Leader Reid in the Senate has said we're absolutely not taking Planned Parenthood out.
So it's going to be kind of an interesting wait and see, I guess, to punt to next week, because then it's going to be a log jam. You're going to be swamped the following week, Victoria.
I think so.
So you know what you do? You go out and you have a nice lunch, long, leisurely lunch this week, because you actually probably have a little bit of extra time.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Always a delight. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, and we talked, obviously, right at the top about Libya. There were some airstrikes on Sunday in Gaddafi's Tripoli compound that looks like it hit the mark. But, so what we found out is, and it's scattered information at this point, but there's a 4-story building. It was slammed all over the place, heavily damaged, probably by cruise missiles. That's what it looks like, because you got those 2 circular holes in the building, so that would be a sign of those missiles. It's really not confirmed. The building, the one building that was clearly hit, is about 100 yards or so from a statue of a big fist crushing a model plane that had the words USA on it. It was really a monument to the 86 American bombing of Libya, where one of the U.S. planes was down. So that's pretty big news. Very big news, in fact. Here's the question. What is the end game? Secretary of Defense Robert Gates warned against the operations, including a direct attack on Gaddafi, who labeled the coalition as terrorists. So anything that goes beyond the enforcement of the no-fly zone, the prevention of new military attacks on rebels, all that kind of stuff, that's diverse coalition stuff, right? It's crazy what happened over the week, and I think caught a lot of people by surprise. We got Obama's comments from the weekend coming up around the bend here on ATN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 14.2030. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 14.5687, 7.2843 for a half ounce, or 3.6422 for the quarter ounce. That's 14.5687, 7.2843, and 3.6422.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Was picking his final four for the men and then for the women. Wonder if he's worried about his bracket now. How you doing on your brackets? We're going to talk about it at the tail end of this hour. Whoo, Duke barely surviving. Let's just say I had Duke winning the whole thing. Speaking of winning, this is the problem. Okay, Iraq, Afghanistan, follow me. Let me just grab your hand. Follow me. And now, Libya, what is the end game? Is this just going to drag out? Here's the thing. Was this something that should have happened immediately? I hate to be the rearview mirror person. I do. But it doesn't happen. Okay, I get in the very, very beginning. You have to get your people out. The Americans, the Europeans, all that sort of stuff. So now, it begs the question, where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? Because, no boots on the ground, but 112 Tomahawk missiles? Oh, we're in. We are in, baby, and then some. No question about it. Here's what happened. Maybe you were watching some of the games and you saw an news brief. We interrupt this basketball game to bring you XYZ. In fact, I don't even know that they interrupted the basketball games. They had tennis on ABC, went to Diane Sawyer, who they must have hustled up to the studio, and they threw her in front of the camera, and then they just rolled from there and got whoever they could on the weekend and went through what was going on. Here's what she threw to, and this is what the president said at the time when he decided to make the move, and so did coalition forces, so to speak, because the allies are throwing in on this. Really, the U.S. takes the lead. But listen to what he said.
Today, I authorized the armed forces of the United States to begin a limited military action in Libya in support of an international effort to protect Libyan civilians. I want the American people to know that the use of force is not our first choice. and it's not a choice that I make lightly. But we cannot stand idly by when a tyrant tells his people that there will be no mercy. We must be clear. Actions have consequences, and the writ of the international community must be enforced. That is the cause of this coalition. The United States will contribute our unique capabilities at the front end of the mission to protect Libyan civilians and enable the enforcement of a no-fly zone that will be led by our international partners.
All right, here's the thing. From the Obama point of view, just from the White House and all the people around the president who want to get him reelected again, because that's the job of David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs. That's why they're no longer with the White House. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they did so well previously. How do you spin this? Liberals are fuming over this deal. You got a lot of Democrats that are bailing on this idea, too. And the reason why is some of them are saying, listen, we weren't informed. You didn't tell us anything about it. You told the Arab League of Nations. Sure, they knew about it. And I guess the UN knew about it. But the government didn't know about it. There's three branches of government. And the branch of government that makes the laws didn't know about it. Whoops. So a lot of people aren't necessarily jumping on board with this Libya thing. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, said this. He just said, you know, this is the obvious question. Okay, so what's our role? Where are we going with this thing? We took, we made an offensive move here and launched this air and sea attack on Gaddafi. But where are we going forward? Where are we going forward with this? Excuse me. With troops. And what is the mission in Libya? What is our role? What are we trying to achieve? How does this get accomplished? What is it that ultimately is going to come out of this? Right? Boehner, this was his quote. He said, the United States has a moral obligation to stand with those who seek freedom from oppression and self-government for their people. Okay. Boehner was called into a meeting on Friday, but didn't speak, or the White House didn't, you know, ask anything, basically. And then on Saturday, the National Security Advisor called the Speaker of the House and some other congressional leader types, not the bottom feeders, or not the newbies, okay, not the newbies, and called them the top shots, the top guns, whatever you want to call them, told them about the situation in Libya just before the president announced what you heard, that the missile strikes had begun. And the president says, look, we're doing what we have to do. And it's true, the president was heavily criticized for not doing anything in Libya. Now he's made a move in Libya. But not everyone pleased, like I said. Let's review this one more time. Ultimately, what's the end game? What happens? Yeah, it's like, here's the thing. The Middle East, it's what you have to decide. What are we in the Middle East? I mean, are we just the go-to guy? Tough crap, that's the way it is. So we'll pay the price no matter what. No matter how long we're there, no matter what amount of money we squander, we got to be there, baby, because we got to stand up for freedom. We have this moral obligation, like Boehner says. And if there is a conflict bubbling up, then we got to be there. But you know what happens there. You have so many people that can say and raise their hand, whoa, what about us? And we already know that already happens with some of the African countries, right? Raising their hand. What about us? Okay, do you have a moral obligation over here? So the other thing then that happens that's scary to me is, who are the replacement players? We don't know. So you don't know who the replacement players are in Tunisia, in Egypt, now, of course, in Libya. What happens? The United States blows up Gaddafi. You know that whole thing about the devil you know versus the devil you don't know? Who's the devil you don't know? Is it really going to be some kind of democracy? Is it going to be some kind of democracy? You know what? Dennis Kucinich, probably something Dan in Texas thought he would never hear, probably love what Dennis Kucinich had to say. Because he thinks this is so wrong. He is so upset about this. He's questioning why the Democratic leadership didn't object to Obama when he told them of his plans for participation in enforcing the Libyan no-fly zone during the White House Situation Room meeting on Friday. He's saying, why did they attack it? Because liberals are fumed that Congress hadn't been formally consulted before the attack, and then also worried about that it would lead to a third war in the Muslim world. I don't know about you, but I'm just not ready to lock and load and go and fight. And in all seriousness, we have a voluntary military. How much can we spread our military? It's definitely not about pick and choose. Let me just give you quickly the cliff notes in case you have no idea what I'm talking about. You just buried your head in the sand over the weekend. You were watching hoop. You had a few brews. You were hitting golf balls. You don't want to think about all this stuff. You'll just wait to vent later in the week. Well, it's the start of the week. So here it is. U.S. warships fired, like I said, over 100 Tomahawk cruise missiles on Saturday, trying to knock out the air defense systems in Libya. They targeted command and control, of course, and radar units near Tripoli. The Libyan capital, of course. They painted the target. And also the city of Mazarat. That's what the Pentagon is saying. Then, there was somebody else involved. The French did get involved. They attacked some of the armored tanks and whatnot that were around the city of Benghazi after the pleas for a ceasefire were ignored. Because they said, look, we did everything we could. We consulted the Arab League. They consulted the United Nations. But they did forget to consult, I guess, the overall United States Congress, which, by the way, this week, Congress, as we mentioned at the top, is out. Well, a lot of you sent emails about this situation, so obviously not everybody was out shagging golf balls. So we're going to jump to the email and some other quick odds and ends here next on America Tonight.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ooh, 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 ooh. When my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
All right, a big shout out to all my friends listening on the Space Coast, WMEL. Boy, I know, you know, any Florida teams are good. Once they get into the tournament, that's the key. So, Florida State upset Notre Dame. Woohoo! If you're a Seminoles fan. My sister-in-law went to Florida State. They just talk about Florida State all the time. I won't even tell you the nicknames and the nasty things that go on between Florida, Miami, and Florida State. Matt would have to bleep everything out because I said there's some unbelievable shirts, let's say, that I've seen over the years and all my trips down to see my family. But we're not talking about T-shirts with rude sayings on them to gig another school. I can only imagine what these T-shirts will say. The Pandora's box has been ripped wide open. And it's get-offy time. It's like whack-a-mole. Can they really knock him out? They, being us, so to speak, because it's your taxpayer money, the U.S. and allied forces, or is this going to be a dragged-out scenario? And do you think we have a place in this? Do we have a place in this fight? Or is it just another mistake in the Middle East? 800-259-5791. Tell you what, we're going to go to the email because you have flooded the box. But before we do that, let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yes, the great state of Michigan. Yeah, I was just thinking, Kate, that, you know, when Iran had a similar problem, very similar, and they started, you know, shooting people in the head.
Yeah.
Obama did nothing.
Yep.
And the Arab League did nothing.
Yep.
And we know that Iran is the most Islamic jihadist country on earth, and they hate America. So that was our enemy. And when it was when we had the opportunity to attack our enemy, we did nothing. Now, Libya is not being that blatant. They are still our enemy, but they're much easier to fight. They only got like 5 million people there.
Yeah.
So the whole world sees America and all the European white countries blowing up a little Arab country there. And we don't know who's going to replace them.
That's it. Who's going to replace them?
Now we do know what would have happened if we would have gone into Iran, though. We would have gotten rid of somebody really, really, really bad.
No
kidding.
And
whoever it was coming in after that would have been better. So,
I can't argue with that. Ahmadinejad is on the creepiest, nastiest, low-ball list of leaders you'd like to take out, for sure. Top five, no doubt about it.
Yeah, so, on the other hand, I think that probably the intelligence people in our intelligence community hopefully glean some information on how everybody reacts to these things. Because, like you've been saying all along, who will replace them, you know? What I say, though, is if they go and make the people who take over after Gaddafi, assuming he gets out of power, if they go and make a constitution that says no law shall contradict Islam, it's a waste of time. If you don't have independence from Islam, you cannot grow in a democratic way. That's my opinion. I mean, look at Turkey. Turkey used to be pretty modern. Then they got that new Islamic party in there.
Right.
As if you remember, that was right during the invasion of Iraq, and they were supposed to let our division of tanks come down through Turkey, and they didn't do it. They stayed on their ships. That's the first thing they did, and they haven't become more liberal since then.
Absolutely, you're right. It's a if you wind the clock back to like the 80s, to the late 80s, early 90s, much different than what you see today. And there still is. There's still plenty of travel to Turkey, but it's not the same as what it used to be. No.
And you remember what we said about the prices of gas? You know, all the states in America, all the local governments are making money on the rise of this. So no one really wants it to stop, I don't think. It's a cheap way to keep local governments from going into deficit. And with that glass half empty comment, I'll let you go.
Tomas, you're very clever tonight. Thank you. He's right. You think of the gas and think of where it's headed and think of the local municipalities. In fact, I had this conversation today with somebody about the cheap gas in Jersey. How people, it's so strange, people will purposely go to New Jersey from even Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, because still, even if gas rises, the way they have their tax situation set up, they're not going to touch that because that's sort of the sacred cow of Jersey. You get full serve, and you don't touch the gas taxes. They might eke up a little bit, but not like the rest of the country. So they pay like $3.09 for regular compared to other places that are paying $3.39, $3.40, over $4 in California. Yeah, it's rough. Daniel in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hello.
Well, good evening. I'm a great fan of your show. We pull you in here in Lexington on 590 WVLK, and I love hearing you on. Several weeks ago, and I'll say one housekeeping rule here, I loved hearing you talk about the Kochs, but you were calling them the Koch brothers. But
I was.
And it tickled me to death. I tried reaching you. We're all graduates of Culver Military Academy, and of course the Koch brothers were there in the 50s, and then we went on to illustrious academics at MIT. But anyway, it just tickled me to death. I just absolutely died laughing. But I just love your show. And of course, you know, one of the big things on this Libya card, of course, everyone here is talking about here in the bluegrass horse country is, you know, the point you and Tomas just raised, you know, how long are we going to be in this one and what's it going to cost us? You know, when you fire off 112 or 122 Tomahawk missiles, and of course, one of the news flashes that we'd seen here on the local ABC affiliate was the fact that now the Arab League, according to ABC, is now being critical of the Allies for bombing and going into Libya. Now, do you have anything on this? Well, I can't seem to find excuse me, anything.
They're
about
being critical.
It.
Yes, they're being critical of them coming in and bombing.
Yes. So
we're talking about that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. You know, here we are laid out to be filleted again. And, you know, yep. I mean, it just seems like we just don't get it, you know. And so I would love to hear your slant on that because, you know, you're brilliant on talk radio. And to say you've got quite a following here.
Oh, Daniel, thank you so much. And thanks for the correction, by the way. Apologies. I'm glad that you told me that. The Koch brothers. They got tons of dough, Remy.
Well, they are out in a Kansas wheat field, in a building there, and keep a very low profile.
Oh yeah, I bet.
And all that. But anyway, it was just so funny because you did such a wonderful job covering the, you know, activities in Wisconsin, and so I really enjoy it because, as I say, of course we love your program. I mean, you know, you beat out George Norrie here, so that's really quite a commentary, and I mean that in a great following. We love your program, but I'll get off here. But thank you so much for taking my call, and anything that you can shed on this, I'd love to hear about this particularly criticism and where it's coming from, other than Iran, you know.
All right, Daniel, thanks. I appreciate that. Kind words. We love all of you folks at 590, listening to us on 590 in Lexington, Kentucky. As I've mentioned before, I've been there several times. Great horse country and just salt of the earth people. There's no question about it. There has been a lot of criticism, and I mentioned this already, that in our own country, a lot of Democrats are upset over the Libyan action. There are a lot of congressmen and senators upset that they weren't included, didn't know what was going on. And now the Arab League has become very critical. But wait a second. I thought the Arab League said, come on down. Come on down. Let's do this. We're going to do this thing. But apparently now that it's happened, the Arab League is condemning the bombing campaign in Libya. So here, again, to use Daniel's words, we get filleted. We get laid out. The U.S. gets laid out once again and takes the brunt. What are we doing? What are we doing? So the Secretary General of the Arab League said on Sunday that he would call a league meeting to reconsider Arab approval of the Western military invention. They're saying that, well, we just had the approval of a no-fly zone. But that was based on a desire to prevent Gaddafi's air force from attacking civilians. We weren't looking for airstrikes on the other side. What are you kidding me? Ridiculous. They're talking out of both sides of their mouths. That's what the problem is, Daniel. Geez, that's not unusual, huh? Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
In wide wonder at the joy they found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. In this situation with Gaddafi, who is bad to the bone? I'll tell you what, the one thing Tomas said, if you clicked in earlier, he was a caller a segment ago. One of the things Tomas said that I agree with, that we've talked about it a lot here on America Tonight. You know, give me your hit list. If what would make the world a better place? If you could just eliminate, let's say, a few people, or they could passive natural causes, the world would be a better place if Castro were gone, Hugo the Butcher Chavez, which I don't understand why celebrities suck up to Chavez, because the whole idea, oh, socialism is such a great guy, and no, he's not. He has slaughtered a ton of people. I don't get that. All you have to do, and we'll have someone on the show, all you have to do is talk to anyone who lived in Venezuela, and they can tell you what it's like to live in Venezuela in Chavezville, because that's what it is. It's everything state-run, too. And certainly Ahmadinejad, I mean, he needs no introduction. We know all about Ahmadinejad, who, you know, came and spoke at Columbia in New York and spouts off a bunch of angry stuff whenever he's invited to speak at the UN. He attacked Bush the first time around. Okay. Then he attacks Obama. So I don't care what your political stripes are. I don't see how you're really embracing Ahmadinejad. So nobody tried to take him out, right? How come it was like, oh, we love to see what's happening in the revolution? Well, the reason why is, I guess, in sizing up the situation in Libya, let's see, Gaddafi, we could take him out, maybe we can take him out easier. I don't think we could do that and upset the apple cart in Iran. I don't think we could have done that. But then the question becomes, the most obvious question, and shame on not trying to take out Ahmadinejad. He was the guy to remove. He's the guy, for goodness sake, that definitely is arming himself with nukes, is arming that country with nukes. It's not about nuclear power. So the question has become the simple question that we're talking about all these different countries in the Middle East. Who takes over for Gaddafi? Who takes over for Gaddafi? And let me say this, too. Something that I'm sure is now making news all over the place. The Libya's government has started to distribute weapons to about 1 million people. They said they're going to complete the operation probably within a couple hours. In fact, they might be wrapping up right about now. So, they think they'll be able to arm about 1 million men and women. They're not worried about women fighting, I guess. So, you be the judge on how all of this is going to end. It's going to be a mess. Sam in Montreal, you have the floor here in America tonight. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, how about, let's throw in our favorite sport with a little bit of politics. Not necessarily pass away from natural causes. Time, like I usually tell you, time up to a net. We're wearing nothing but a jock. And let either the Canadians, who, yeah, I know, did a job on your producer's team tonight, but we won't go into that. And just let them flail away with a bunch of hockey pucks. They'll all pass away from a shot to the brain. Of course, knowing some of these guys, they won't have any brains. But what you said, you wanted to pass away from natural causes like Gaddafi or Ahmadinejad. What I'm worried about if something like that is someone might come in who might be 10 times as worse.
Well, right there. I don't know about Ahmadinejad because I think he's a replaceable part. I don't know, I would almost trust in Iran. In the situation in Libya, who comes in? Look, for 41 years, Gaddafi's been there. I'm not a fan of Gaddafi's. He's killed innocent people. In this situation, that's happened. Mm-hmm. He's paranoid. There's no question about that. And I think he brought down Pan Am, and there were a ton of innocent young Americans on that flight that went down. And not just Americans, but others. And that was sickening to watch what happened over Lockerbie. Oh. So I'm not a fan of Gaddafi's. But no. At the same time, okay, so who's the replacement player? Who's in the wings? Is there a hand-picked person out there? No. The answer is no, there isn't.
Well, I mean, if he ever did step down, I think he'd want to groom one of his sons to take over. But
why would they have a... Are you kidding? One of his sons? No way. You're not going to have that happen. And not if you take out Gaddafi, that's not going to happen. His sons are gone. They're part of the package. No way. Here's the question. The money has been frozen in the U.S. banks especially. So look at all the millions, outrageous wealth that really he's a dictator, that he amassed. So what happens is, I'm sure there's money buried other places. Do we end up seeing, like I keep saying, the picture of him on a helicopter flying away? Does he dig his heels in, arming all the people, whatever? Do things change? I don't know.
No, your guess is as good as mine.
Exactly.
Well, I spoke to Steve earlier after, as he bluntly put it, took a bath in the first round. He said, as he was talking to one of his old professors, said, hey, let them beat the crap out of each other. As long as it doesn't affect Israel, who cares?
There you go. As long as it doesn't affect Israel. And, Israel, they know they're in a precarious situation, no doubt about it. Sam, we got to fly. Thanks for the call. We got to squeeze in quickly because I want to rifle off a couple of quick shots, as I said I would do. Let's get to the mailbag, okay?
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one is from Sean. Sean listening to us in Vermont. This is the first time I've ever gotten an email from Sean. Sean says, Kate, I am totally, thoroughly disgusted that we have intervened in Libya. I know Gaddafi is a lowlife. I know that his people have shot people, but most of them have gotten out of the country from what I understand. And the bottom line is, what are we doing meddling in yet another Middle Eastern country? This can only end badly for the United States. Here's another one. This is from Meatball. I like that nickname. Meatball in California. Kate, I have to say, I cannot believe that we've gotten involved in this conflict, another one in the Middle East. I happened to hear it on Sunday. I was listening to some of the Sunday shows. What is going on? Ultimately, what is the end game here? I love the term end game, Meatball, because we don't know the end game. And this is now with the president, a lot of people are beating him up for this. Okay, so what's the end game? What are we trying to do here? Who's coming in? Is it push him out at all costs, gun him down? It looks like the compound was blown up, or parts of it anyway. So what happens? Do we just have this constant conflict now going on, the situation for, a while? Or are we going to have boots on the ground? Well, I can't see any military boots on the ground, but then that means missiles. Well, now the Arab League is outraged because they say, that's not what we wanted. So they're not going to want that. So there's the problem right there. So maybe nothing happens. It was just 112 Tomahawk missiles. Add up the cost of that. That is now gone. That, yes, you and I have paid for. All right, let's get in another one here. Brian, listening to us in Florida. Hi, Kate. I just happened to catch your program for the first time last week. So far, I like what I hear. I'm going to keep listening before I make my ultimate judgment of the show. That's nice. On the situation in Libya. Wow. Another one bites the dust. But who steps in? And do we see another raging conflict that has no end? It seems that everybody's concerned about that. Do we see another raging conflict? Well, yes, we have another conflict that we're involved in. So, Iraq, we're still invested there. Yes, some troops are gone. Yes, we've pulled out. But there still are plenty of American personnel in there. We've built some giant, basically, almost like it almost looks like actually a little mini Pentagon in a way. It's not a Pentagon. It's not a military thing. It's more about negotiations, State Department-ish kind of people, if you will, to help the government. So we have that and all the people employed there. And the situation in Afghanistan. Now the situation with Libya, what happens here? Ships at the ready. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, definitely. I think the best thing I heard over the weekend, though, Japan going to ultimately close down that nuclear power plant. That's a good thing. Throw that concrete in there and shut her down.